Today's Amud is Yevamos Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the third line from the top, Vasurin La'inein. So the Gemara in Amud Aleph mentioned, it brought the Mishnah in Bechayreis, the Mishnah in Bikurim, which compares Bikurim, Meiser, and Truma all with each other. So one of the things that the Mishnah said is that both when it comes to Meiser and Bikurim, Vasurin La'inein, that both Meiser and Bikurim are asr to an einin, as opposed to truma, an einin is allowed to eat truma, but an einin, someone who lost one of his seven relatives before the kfura, so he's not allowed to eat meiser and bikurim. Now meiser, it says at Lahadi in the Torah, the Tanakhama held that also bikurim, we'll see soon what the limud is, but also bikurim, an einin is not allowed to eat bikurim. Reb Shimon matir, and Reb Shimon said that no, it's mutter, meaning an einin is allowed to eat bikurim. Avad the meiser not. That's the Lahadi in the Torah that an einin cannot eat meiser. But when it comes to bikurim, so Reb Shimon held that an einin is allowed to eat bikurim. So says the Gemara Minaluhu. First, going on the Tanakhama, what's the Tanakhama's makar that an einin is not allowed to eat bikurim? So says the Gemara Dichsev, because we have a pasuk which says it's discussing meiser. And it says, "Leisucha l'achol b'sharecha, ma'aser degancha v'tiroishcha v'yitzarecha." It says that ma'aser, you can't eat wherever you live, right? Ma'aser sheni, you have to bring to Yerushalayim. You can't just eat it wherever you are. U'trumas yadecha. And the same pasuk also mentions trumas yadecha. That trumas yadecha also can't be eaten wherever you are. Va'amar mar. Now mar said that trumas yadecha ilu bikurim. It's not referring to truma. Truma, you are allowed to eat wherever. There's no din by truma that you have to bring it somewhere. There's no din of havas makom when it comes to truma. Rather, when the Torah says trumas yadecha, it's referring to bikurim, which have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, which require havas makom. Now, from the fact that the Torah puts Meiser and Bikurim in the same Pasuk, so the Iskash Bikurim will Meiser. So we have a Hekesh now. Now we have the license to compare the Halachas of Bikurim with the Halachas of Meiser. And we could say that Meiser Asur Lo'ainin, Af Bikurim Asur Lo'ainin. So that's the Makar for the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama learns from this Hekesh that just like an Ainin is not allowed to eat Meiser, an Ainin is not allowed to eat Bikurim. Reb Shimon, whereas Reb Shimon who holds that an onion is allowed to eat bikurim, Reb Shimon will tell you that truma karinu rachmana, that you see when the Torah refers to bikurim, it calls it trumas yadecha, it refers to it as truma. You want to know why it refers to it as truma? It's gufa to teach us that ma truma mutaras la'inin af bikurim mutar la'inin. It's gufa coming to teach us that when it comes to the halachas of an onion is allowed to eat bikurim, because it's like truma, just like an onion could eat truma, an onion could eat Bikurim. So the Tanakhama holds that we make the Hekesh, and Rav Shimon holds that we do not make the Hekesh. Another thing that was listed in the Mishnah was that v'chayav in bibir. Now both Meiser and Bikurim, at the end of the third and sixth year, in the fourth year and the seventh year, so it requires beer, you have to get rid of all the Meiser and Bikurim, perhaps to burn it. So that's something that applies to Meiser and Bikurim. Meiser, it says at Lahedi in the Torah. The Tanakhama says some sort of drasha that we applied also to Bikurim. Reb Shimon Paiter, Reb Shimon says it's Pater, referring obviously just to Bikurim. Meiser says Lahedi in the Torah that it requires beer. But Bikurim, Reb Shimon is Paiter, he holds that Bikurim does not require beer. What's the Machlaikis? Mar Makish, Mar Lay Makish, the same Machlaikis as before. The Tanakhama holds that there's a Hekish linking together the parishes of Meiser and Bikurim. So just like Meiser requires beer, so too Bikurim requires beer. And Reb Shimon doesn't hold of the Hekesh, he holds it Adarabba, the Torah calls Bikurim Trumas Yadecha, to tell you that it's like Truma, just like Truma does not require beer, so too Bikurim does not require beer. Then the Gemara mentioned that there are two things that are not listed in the Mishnah that are Tana V'Shayer, that there's two things that the Mishnah could have mentioned, but it did not mention. The Mishnah was just saying examples, but there are two other things which also only apply to Meiser and Bikurim and do not apply to Truma. One of them was that Va'asar Levayer Mehen Bituma. Is that when it comes to Truma, so if Truma becomes Tameh, let's say you have Truma oil and it becomes Tameh, so the Kayin's allowed to burn it and use it as fire fuel. He's allowed to be Nana from the Truma even though the Truma became Tameh. As opposed to Meiser, Sheni, and Bikurim, if it becomes Tameh, so you're not allowed to burn it and benefit from it. Well, if it's Tameh, then it's Asr. That's one thing that the Mishnah left out, but it's true about Meiser and Bikurim, which is not true about Truma. Only by Meiser and Bikurim, it's Asr Levayer and Bituma. And the second thing the Mishnah left out was that Eichlan betumas atzman leike. That when it comes to meiser and bikurim, If a person eats the Maiser or Bikurim, when the Maiser or the Bikurim is Tameh, so then a person gets Malkus, as opposed to Truma, where, even though it's Aser, the Maiser, there's no Malkus. Only by Maiser and Truma, so then there's Malkus. Says the Gemara, mean Nalan, what's the Makar for these Halachas by Maiser and Bikurim? The Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Reb Shimon Aimer, Reb Shimon Darshins, what a person says when he does Vidoi Maisris, when at the end of the third, after the third and sixth year, he does Vidoi Maisris, and he announces, and he says, he proclaims that Loi Bi Arti Mi Menu Betame. He says that I didn't burn it when it was Tame, so that seems to be already Lehedi in the Pasuk, that you see that there's an Isser to do beer, to burn it when it's Tame. If the Bikurim or the Meiser requires, if it becomes Tame, so then you're not allowed to be Mevayer it when it's Tame. You're not allowed to benefit from it. That's why a person, when he does Vidoi, he has to say that Loi Bi Arti Mi Menu Betame. I never burnt it when it was Tame. But also, Rav Shimon Darshins on the Pasuk, that it's Bein Sha'ani Tame Vu Tar, Bein Sha'ani Tar Vu Tame, whether I'm Tame and the food is tar, or whether I'm tar and the food is tame, meaning that not only is it asr to do beer, but it's also asr to eat it. It's asr to eat it betumas aguf, when the person is tame, and betumas atzman, when the food is tame. So besides burning it, there's also an isr to eat it when it's tame. So both of these isurim are learned out from this one pasuk. Now says the Gemara, it's not enough just for the fact that a person says by beer, Meiser, or and beer bikurim, that there's an iser. It has to be, for a person to be chayiv malkus for eating in betumas atzman, there has to be somewhere in the Torah where there's a lois asay. So ask the Gemara, v'heichan muzer al achilasay, where do we find that there's an iser, lois asay, for eating it when it's tameh, that therefore there's a chayiv malkus? Where do you find that there's a lois asay? So he said back, not any idea. Rav Shimon said back, I don't know. But now the Gemara questions that. What do you mean you don't know? Tumas haguf behedik sivve. By tumas haguf, when the person's tame, it says lahedi in the Torah that a person's not allowed to eat mice or sheni when he's tame. It says nefesh asher tiga bay v'tame ad arev v'lo yaicha min hakadshim ki imrachetz besaru b'mayim. It says lahedi in the Torah that if a person touches something which is tame, he touches a sheretz, so he's tame ad arev, and he's not allowed to eat kachim, which we'll see later is really referring to maiser sheni. Can't be referring to kachim, because what does the pasuk say is the fix? Ki im rachatz besar b'mayim. He just has to go to the mikvah. It sounds like he doesn't need to wait until harif shemesh. So that, by kachim, you have to wait till harif shemesh. So this pasuk's not really talking about kachim, it's talking about maiser sheni. When it says mena kadoshim, it's talking about maiser sheni. And it says that someone who's tamei cannot eat it. So you see lahedya, there's a leisa say for someone who's tamei to eat maiser sheni. So what do you mean, in the idea? I don't know where it says it. It says it lahedya in the Torah. So says the Gemara, hachi kamim ba'ile. No, it's because they weren't asking him about Tumas Aguf, they were asking him about Tumas Atzmei Minayim. Where do we find that when the Maiser is Tameh, that when the food is Tameh, and the person is Tar, that there's a Lois Asay to eat it, that the person is Chayiv Malkus? Tamu Leimar, so says the Gemara, an interesting drasha. Because by Maiser, the Pasuk says, we quoted before, that Leisucha Le'echa B'sharecha Maiser D'gancha, that you can't eat Maiser wherever you are. You have to eat a Dafkin Yerushalayim. And it says this word sharecha with regards to something else. In discussing a bechar, an animal that's a bechar, that becomes a balmum, so the halacha is that a bechar balmum is chulin. There's no tzanad in kachim, it's even mutter to azar, you don't have to eat it by the base of mikdash, it's mamish regular chulin. And the pasuk says, b'sharecha teichalenu, hatame v'atar yachtov, katzvi v'ka'ayo. It says that you could eat it wherever you are, hatar v'atame yachtov. Hatami v'atar yachtov. V'tanid v'Rabbi Shmuel explained that what does it mean, hatami v'atar yachtov? It means that afilu tami v'atar ayichon ha'shulchan echad. That even if someone who's tamei and tar are eating on one table, bikara achas, with one plate, the meat's all on the same plate, so which means when the tamei person touches the meat, he's being metame, and the tar person is still allowed to eat it. You could eat it like that, and there's no problems. There's no problems eating it, even if the bechar becomes tame, because it's a bechar balmum. There's nothing wrong with it becoming tame. Now there in that pasuk, it says this word, bisha'arecha, and it says that it's mutter to eat it like that. So says the Gemara, we have a drasha that when the Torah by Meiser says loy suchal echal b'sharecha, what the pasuk means is v'kama rachmana, the Torah is saying that ahuda amar lucha hasa b'sharecha teichlenu hacha loy teichol. That which we said by Bechor Balmum, that you could eat the b'sharecha, and all the details of how you could eat the b'sharecha, by Meiser you cannot. There's a loy sasei loy suchal echal b'sharecha, that you're not allowed to eat it in that way. Meiser, you're not allowed to eat it when it's tame. So that's the loy sasei. Say when there's tumas atzman, when the food itself is tame, that you're not allowed to eat it. Masha'en came with truma, but however, which is not the case by truma, we mentioned that by truma, if truma becomes tame, so you are allowed to benefit from it. You are allowed to burn it and use it as fire fuel. Says the Gemara, Minalan, what's the makar? Amar Biavayu, Amar Biyachnan, Da Amar Kra, Lei Ba'arti, Mimenu Betame. Because when the person does Vidui Meiser, what he says is that I didn't burn it and I didn't use it when it was tame, he says Mimenu. So it says only it. It mimenu iatamavir avatamavir shemesh al truma shenitma. We dashen from there that it's dafka by meiser that there's an iser that you're not allowed to burn it when it's tame, but you are allowed to burn shemesh al truma that becomes tame. If you have truma oil that becomes tame, so you are allowed to benefit from it and burn it. Now ask the Gemara. It's true. It says by meiser that mimenu it's aser as opposed to something else it's mutter. But who says that the something else is truma? Ve'ema mimenu yatamavir aval atamavir shemen shel kaida shenitma. Maybe the thing that's aser is meiser, and the thing that's mutter is shemen shel kaida. Let's say you have oil that was hukdash for menachos for a mincha offering, and so that shemen becomes tameh. Maybe the Torah is saying that the iser is only to burn meiser when it becomes tameh, but you are allowed to burn Hektish that becomes Tameh. Says the Gemara, well, that wouldn't make any sense. If you can't even burn Meiser when it becomes Tameh, so Lav Kavachaymer, who? Wouldn't it be a Kavachaymer? And Uma Meiser Akal Amratayr Le Bi'arti Mimenu B'Tameh, Kaidash Chamer L'Kol Shekein. If you can't even burn Meiser when it becomes Tameh, so then surely you cannot burn Kaidash, you can't burn Hektish when it becomes Tameh. Well, says the Gemara, if you're working with Kavachaymers, so then Nihachi Trumanami, you have the same Kavachaymer by Truma, that Kavachaymer, who? And if you cannot burn Meiser, which is Kal, Bituma, so then surely you shouldn't be able to burn truma, which is chamer. Well, says the Gemara, haksev mimenu. Well, we already know that we have a drash of mimenu, that it's mutter to burn truma when it's tameh. Well, says the Gemara, no, maybe that's talking about hektish. Uma reisa. Maybe the kavachaymer should be used for truma, and if it's aser to burn maisa when it becomes tameh, so then surely it's aser to burn truma when it becomes tameh, and the mimenu will be used for kachim, then it's only asr by meiser, and it's mutter by hektish. How do you know to say it the other way around, that mimenu is to be matter truma, and the kavachaymer is to asr hektish? Maybe the kavachaymer is to asr truma, and mimenu is to be matter hektish. So says the Gemara, like it always does, umar reisa, says the Gemara, mistavra, kaidesh, loy mimatinan. It would make more sense, it's more logical to say that hektish is not excluded. Hektish, if meiser is also to burn it when it's tameh, so then surely hektish, and that makes more sense to include hektish in the iser than to include truma, shekain, pancakes. Shekain pancakes, because hektish is pancakes. What does it mean, hektish is pancakes? It has all of these chumras. Pancakes stands for pigel, nisar, carbon, me'ila, kares, va'asar lo'ainin. Hektish has all these different chumras, that hektish could become pigel, hektish is an isser of nisar, hektish has a carbon, hektish has me'ila, hektish could carry kares, as opposed to truma, only as misa b'dei shemayim, va'asar lo'ainin, and hektish is asar to an ainin, as opposed to truma, which is mutter to an ainin. So hektish has all these different chumras, so that's why it makes more sense that it should also have the chumra, that you're not allowed to burn it bitumah. Says the Gemara, adarabba, truma lo'im matinam. Shekain machbaz, less interesting than pancakes, but machbaz. Truma has the chumras of machbaz, which means that it has misa, it has for person's tameh, it has a chaymesh for the czar who eats it, ve'in la pidyoin, as opposed to kachem, sometimes you could redeem it when it becomes pasal, v'asur lezarim, and truma is always asur to a czar, as opposed to kachem, which there are certain types of kachem, which are mutter to zarim. So you see that truma also has these other chumras. So says the Gemara, yeah, but if you count the list, so hanach nefishin, the chumras by kachem or more, so that's why kachem is considered more chamer, and kachem is the one that's going to be aser to dibir bituma as opposed to truma. Or vibayzeim ukara adifa, that even without the fact that kachem has more chumras, if you compare the similar ideas, meaning the punishment for kachem is up to kares, whereas the harshest punishment when it comes to truma is misa bidei shemayim. So those are the two things that are similar, the einish, and the, which one's the more chamer einish, kares or misa bidei shemayim? Kares is adifa, kares is more chamer. A person dies young, a person doesn't have children. So kares is more chamer than just misa bidei shemayim. And therefore, when you look at the ones that are similar, kachim is more chamer. And therefore, if we have to choose which one to say the kavachaymer for, which one to be memayit from imenu, it makes more sense to be memayit from imenu truma, that truma is mutter to burn it when it's tameh. And kachim will use the kavachaymer, that if meiser you can't burn when it's tameh, so then surely when it comes to hektish, you can't burn hektish oil when it becomes tameh, you can't be nene from it by burning it.
Oyeray.